The Stewarts are excited. In this act, they prepare for Grandpa's arrival from Florida.
Oh, let's go upstairs and prepare Grandpa's room.
You know, maybe I'll put together some photos of Grandpa as a welcome present.
I want to put some of my good hangers in Grandpa's closet.
Ellen and Marilyn prepare Grandpa's room and notice his old trunk.
What's inside? I don't know. It's locked.
What's inside the trunk?
Marilyn, you want coffee or tea? Coffee, please. I am so excited. At this time tomorrow morning, Grandpa will be sitting in the kitchen with us. When does he arrive?
At 6 o'clock this evening.
By plane?
No, by train.
Are we picking him up at the station?
Not Grandpa. He doesn't want anybody picking him up.
He likes to be independent. Hmm. Oh, let's go upstairs and prepare Grandpa's room.
Great. Let's do it.
Okay. Morning, Mom.
Well,
morning.
Hi, fellas.
Hello.
Come on.
Morning,
honey.
Marilyn.
Come on.
Morning, Marilyn. Mm,
we're going upstairs to set up Grandpa's room.
Okay.
There's coffee ready.
I'm really excited about seeing Grandpa.
Me too. Milk, please.
He's so funny. He always makes me laugh. I hope Grandpa's going to like living with us.
Well, I think he will. It just takes time to feel comfortable in a new place.
Won't he miss being in Florida?
Well, he will, but I think he'll like being here with the family.
Are you sure about that? It's crazy here most of the time.
Yeah, but it's fun.
That's for sure.
You know, maybe I'll put together some photos of Grandpa as a welcome present.
That's a neat idea. What can I do? I've got it. I have a picture of Grandpa... Mm-hmm. And Dad, me, and my wallet. It's from the Fathers and Sons breakfast at my junior high school graduation.
Oh, I remember this picture.
I'd really like to pick up Grandpa at the railroad station.
Railroad stations or airports. Grandpa always tells us he'll get here by himself.
He's something.
Is this all Grandpa's stuff?
That's it. But I'm sure he has a few bags with him on the train.
What's inside?
I don't know. It's locked.
Hi. Oh,
hi, darling.
Morning, Philip.
I want to put some of my good hangers in Grandpa's closet. You know, I'm very excited about his arrival.
Oh, we are, too. Susan called early this morning. She's unhappy because she's had to go to Chicago on a business trip and can't leave till tonight. She wants to be here for Grandpa.
Well, Grandpa will be disappointed, too. He loves Susan. She always reminds him of Grandma.
Well, how's everything here?
Fine. We were just wondering about this trunk.
It's locked.
Oh. I have the key. Grandpa said it to me.
He doesn't want anybody picking him up. He likes to be independent.
I think that's good. He's got his own way of doing things. He likes to take care of himself.
I guess you're right.
He's so funny. He always makes me laugh.
I guess he has a good sense of humor.
Yeah, I bet he's a lot of fun.
Grandpa always tells us he'll get here by himself. He's something.
In my opinion, he's a very special man. What do you think?
Well, I believe I'm gonna like him. But...
But what?
Won't he miss being in Florida?
Well, he will, but I think he'll like being here with the family.
I suppose he'll miss his home in Florida and his independence.
I suppose you're right. But what about you? What do you think? What kind of man is Grandpa? What do you imagine he's like?
Why is he moving away from Florida? And how does he feel about moving to Riverdale?
What do you think?
Let's see.